Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Yutes. We are in the middle of Sif Dalet. We are on the last page, last line of page Kuf Lamed Vav. We're about to turn on to page 272. We discussed yesterday in the Mechaber that if a nes happened to Reuven, and Shimon makes the bracha towards Reuven, he says, Asher Gemalcha Kol Tov. And Reuven answers, Amen, Reuven is Yatza. The Ramah says, "V'ein ze bracha levatola min hamavarech." This that Shimon made the bracha on that which Reuven was saved is not a bracha levatola. Af al pishul nischayev bebracha zu. Even though Shimon was not chayev in this bracha, hoel ve'eno mavarech rak derech shevach v'hoda al tovas chaveru shesameach bo. Because l'maisa, all he's doing is making a bracha by way of praise and thanks to Hashem for the good that was done to his friend, and he's happy for it. Therefore, says the Ramah, this is not a bracha levatola. Says the Mishabura Sivkotin Yodal Ve'inze, Hainu, Afilu Lohayu Sham Asar Anoshim. Even if there were not 10 people there when Shimon made the bracha towards Reuven, it's not a bracha levatola. V'lo Yesh Omrim Hanal B'Siv Gimel. And according to the Yesh Omrim that we saw last night in Siv Gimel, the Sfira later holds the loyotz of a pagos masara, that you can't be yotzei bracha zagoma with less than 10. The imkein hachola eno yotzei bebracha zu. If so, the person who is saved from the choli is not yotzei with this bracha. Afilu hachi lo mikri ze bracha levatola l'gabi hamavarech. So even though the chola can't be yotzei with this bracha, according to that shita with less than 10, it's still not going to be considered a bracha levatola for the one who's making the bracha. Shehu rashai lomar bracha zu l'kulyama afilu b'pachos ma'asara zaktegra. The one who's making the bracha towards his friend for the miracle, for the great thing that happened to his friend, he does not need 10. The machlokas is the one who's chayv in the bracha if he needs 10. So therefore, even the one who holds, the one who had the nes happen to him requires 10, but the one making the bracha towards him does not require 10, and for him there would not be a bracha levatola. Sivkotan tezvav afal pi shalom nischayv. So for Shimon making the bracha towards Reuven, it would not be a bracha levatola, even though he's not chayiv. The lo nisgar chiyuv bracha zo b'shas barbo shetzrichim lehodos ki'im bohen atzman. Because when the Gemara discusses arba tzrichim lehodos, it's only discussing the ones who had the miracle happen to them, the ones that were saved. V'lo shi'avarech acher aleihem. Nowhere does a Gemara discuss that someone else has to make the bracha for them. Therefore, it is certainly not a chiyuv for the person to make it, but it's not a bracha levatola anyway, since he's just saying it derech shevach. Says the Mishabura Vaita Tezayim, Ratzaloma Shalom Bataras Chiyuv. He's not making the bracha as a required bracha. He's just saying it as a derech shevach v'hoda on the tova of his friend. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Yozayim, V'kol shekein al ishto shehi kagufo. If one can make this bracha towards his friend, certainly he can make it because of his wife, because we know ishto kagufo. And therefore, the rashi levarich, he could make this bracha on behalf of the good that happened to his wife. Umizeh nohagim tzas anoshim. And from here, there are some who are knowing, shekeshe yodos nishosehem, that when their wives give birth, v'chozos leburion, and they get healthy afterwards, Omdim umavurchin birchas agomel. The husband gets up and says birchas agomel. Ukeshehi tane amen al birchasa yotzeis bazeh. And by her answering amen to the husband's bracha, she's yotzei through his bracha. V'nusoch habracha yomer hagomel lachayovim tovo shegemolach kol tov. The lashon of the bracha again is lashon nochach towards his wife shegemolach kol tov. V'inderach shelo b'faneha, and if he's saying this birchas agomel on behalf of his wife, not in front of her, yomer, he should say shegomel l'ishti kol tov, that Hashem did good to my wife. V'imhu mevarech al aviv al rabo, if one is making this bracha for a good that happened to his father or his rebbe, yomer bracha to Hashem elokeinu melech olam shegomel l'avi ol rabbi kol tov, a similar bracha that Hashem did good to my father or to my rebbe. V'im b'fon of yomer shegemalcha kol tov. And if it's in front of him, he says shegemalcha kol tov. Here the Ramah points out that when it comes to your father or your Rebbe, Shar Tzion says in Osir Gimel, v'lo yomer l'chayovim tovos. Even though normally the gear says l'chayovim tovos, you don't say that if the bracha is towards your father or your Rebbe. That would not be the kavodik. Kein kosavat turei zov, so writes Ataz. V'av shemedaleg me'anusach, even though you're leaving off some words from the nusach, Mikomokom yotze bazek kumosha gasadnu leel, you yotze that way, like we said earlier. If you turn back 2 pages ago, we said in Sivkotan Dalit at the end, 5 lines up in the Mishnah Berurah on page 270, we said v'nusach ze inu ma'akiv, the exact nusach of saying chayovim tavos is not ma'akiv. Kol sha'omer inyan abracha, as long as you said the inyan of abracha. Now there is an important point we have to discuss, and that is we saw in note number 8 across from 270, the Magen Avraham brought down the reason why a katan doesn't even have chirach on the bracha of Birchas HaGomel, because he can't say l'chayovim, because it's not nogeit himself, he's not chayov, and it's not becoming to say a klapi his father. But yet we see over here that it's not ma'akiv. We see Lagabi, one's Rebbe, one's father, he doesn't say it. We see in general what doesn't say it. So the Shaar Tzion over here at Osei on page 270 writes, Umash Evia Magen Avram, B'shem Aramins, the Ein L'shanos, M'abeya Shetovu Chachamim, Hurak L'chadchila. That which the Magen Avram says that you shouldn't change the Nusach, that's only L'chadchila, but the evidence it's okay. So the question remains, so why can't a katan make this bracha and just change the nusach if it's okay by the Evet? So I saw brought down B'shem the Adin Nezer, saying a similar svara that the Brisker Rav says in Erechin Lagabe Lulav. By Lulav, the Brisker Rav and Adin Nezer say that there's no mitzvah of chinuch on a katan to shake Lulav unless he could do all the nanuim properly. Even though the nanuim are certainly not makir the mitzvah of chinuch only applies when the katan could do the entire mitzvah with all the trimmings. So here also says the Adin Ezer, even though it's not ma'akev, l'maisa, he has to be able to say the entire bracha, since he can't say l'chayovim, it's not nogeh him. It's not a covenant to say to his father, so he can't get the mitzvah in the proper way, even the part that's not ma'akev, but he can't even do it, and therefore a katan would not be included in chinuch for the mitzvah of Birchas HaGomel. Weiter in the Mishnah Berurah at the Sivkotan Yud Ches on page 272. So we said, after all, it's not a bracha of atala, he's just saying it, but derech shelach odon, the good that happened to his friend, shesam me'apa, that he's happy about. V'tavka bikrovo o'avo. Zakta mishabura is davka if it's relative or it's his friend. Sha'al koponim sameachu berefuaso. That at the very least, he's happy that his friend or his relative got healed. O b'hatzalaso shazah, or that he was saved. Avalim eino sameach belibo kolkah, but if he's not really so happy that this person was saved. Elisha Omer came ibn Ashalom, he's just saying it to keep the peace. He wants to make the other person feel good. So Einu Levarach b'shem l'malchus, he should not say this bracha with the shem Hashem and with the malchus. The bazeh birchos l'vatola, if he doesn't feel a proper simcha, then a taku would be a bracha l'vatola. Eliyomer, rather he should say, if he just wants to do ibn Ashalom, say Baruch Hashem yizbarach d'yahavon loch. That's all he should say. V'ayim ibn alocha sheyesh chokim al ikir din zed hagot. Look in the Bir Halacha where it brings those who argue on this Halacha of the Ramah and says that you can only say this bracha when it comes to a father or a Rebbe. You can't say it on behalf of another random person, even though you're happy for him. The Al-Kain, and therefore says the Chavos Chaim, Me'anochon Lizar L'chadchila. It's proper to be careful L'chadchila. Shalom L'varech Birchas Agom L'afilu Al-Krovo V'O'avo. You should not make this bracha even on a relative or a friend. Ki'im Al-Ovev V'Rabu L'vad. You should only say it on behalf of your father or your Rebbe. That would be satisfying all shitas, and that would be like we saw, like Abed the Birchas Hanisim and Simen Kuf Yud Ches, we only saw this din applying, that you could say a bracha on a nace when you get to the place where a nace happened to your father or your Rebbe, but not any other person, not even if it was a nice chunk of Klal Yisrael. Either it has to be the Rov of Klal Yisrael or your father or your Rebbe. So some say over here the same idea, you can't say Birchas HaGomel towards someone else unless it is your father or your Rebbe, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah comes out, the Chavos Chaim comes out in the Bir Halacha, and over here in the Mishnah Berurah as well, that it's proper not to say this bracha unless it is over one's father and one's Rebbe. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, in Beirach Echad HaGomel La'atzmo, if one was benching Gomel for himself, v'neskavin l'hotzi as chavero, and he had kavana to be motzi as friend, Vishoma Chaveiro Vekivin Lotzis, and his friend heard that in Kavana to be Yotzi with the bracha. Yotza Afil Belo Anias Amin, and his friend is Yotzi 100% even without an Amin. Again, the whole discussion in Sevdalit is Ruvain needs the bracha. Shimon is saying it towards Ruvain in Elosha Nochach. There we said that Ruvain has to say Amin in order for the bracha to count for him. In Sevhei, we're discussing that Ruvain and Shimon are both Chayav the bracha. Ruvain says the regular bracha Zagoma for himself. He has in mind Shimon. Shimon has in mind to be Yotze. He's 100% Yotze, even without answering Amen. Kevan Shamavarech Gam Kein Chayav Yotze Ha'achir Belonias Amen. Says the Ramah, like every other case of Shomea Ka'ona, since the one who's making the bracha is also Chayav, The one who is listening could be Yotze even without answering Amin. There is no Mishabura on Sifhei. Let's go back to Sifvav. Im Echar, if a person delayed in benching Gomel, Yesh lo tashlumen levarek kol zman sheyirtze, he can make it up and he can save a Gomel whenever he wants. V'nochon shelo la'acher shloshe yomim. But what's proper, what's best, is not to delay it 3 days. So says the Mechaber, you could really say Birchas HaGomel as late as you want, but the best way is within 3 days. Says the Mishabur, Sif Katan Yotes. Im Eichar, Ratzaloma shelo berach b'sho she'ola min hayom. He didn't say the bracha right away when he came out from the sea. O b'sho she'chozer l'buryo mimachaloso. Or at the time when he returned to his health from his illness. So you can still say it any time, but best we said is within the first 3 days. 3 days says the Mishaburus of Katan Chav Shoshiyamim. The Adzman Ze Karui Bamin Aderech. Until 3 days, he's still considered being Bamin Aderech, and therefore Lechatchila, that's the best time to do it. Although, of course, B'diavad, you could do it later as well. V'kasu Ha'achorim Da'achorim Right. Afilu Yitzdarech B'Shvil Ze Levarech Shalob B'Sevetorah Kefi Aminog. Even if to get it within the first 3 days, he's going to have to say the bracha not by a Sefer Torah, which is normally the minug. Afal pikein al ya'acher yosem mishlosh yomim. Still, l'chadchila, he should not delay past the 3 day time, even if it's going to mean not having a Sefer Torah. Kegon, for example, im yotza biyom beis, he came out from the sea or from his illness on Monday. After they already leaned, yivarech ba'asara below Sefer Torah, he should make the bracha with a minyan without a Sefer Torah, v'al yamtin ad yom hei, he should not wait till Thursday, that would be 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So if you miss leaning on Monday, say the bracha l'chadchilu with 10 people, even not by Kriyas HaTorah. V'ayin b'mashik asadnu l'el b'sifkat unches, look what we said earlier, in Sifkat unches, there we brought the sheet of the ra'ah, that says if it's in terms of missing a minyan, you should wait up to 30 days to try to chop a minyan. Here we're saying that within 3 days you should do it, even if you're not going to have a Sefer Torah, but there we saw the sheet of the Ra'ah, if you're not going to have a minyan, then it's Kedai, says the Ra'ah, to wait up to 30 days, and if you see you're still not going to have a minyan, then you would say the Bracha already by 30 days without a minyan. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Zayin, we're on page 272, the fourth line. Be Ashkenaz v'Tzarfas ein mevorchen kishohchen meir leir. In Ashkenaz and Tzarfas, the minhag of the Ashkenazim is not to bench gomel when you're going from city to city. Shelochivu ella b'holchem midbaros, because they were only mechayv the bracha for those who walk through the desert. Tishchichi bei chayos rose v'listim. It's common to find wild animals and robbers in the desert. Therefore, on a regular trip, Ashkenazim do not bench gomel. Ubisvarad nohagim levarech, but the svardim are nohag to make birchas gomel. Mipnei shekol hadrochim v'cheska sakana. Every trip as a chazaka being a sakana, you are safe from the sakana. The svardim hold you bench gomel. Umiyu, however, the pachos miparsa ein levarech. However, the trip was very short, less than a parsa. Then even the bnei svarad would not make the bracha. However, but if it's a very short trip, it is a very dangerous road where you're going, then you would say a lesson of parsa. So Ashkenazim, just I'm traveling, don't ever say it. The Sfardim, they do say it because every road is considered b'cheska sakona, but it has to be going a parsa, less than a parsa. You don't say it unless, of course, this area, Bedafka, is dangerous. Then you would say it even less than a parsa. Says the Mishaburah, if Katan Chav Aleph. Shalom chivu ella. This is the Ashkenazim. They were not mechayiv except by hochei midbaros, where it's dangerous. Va'ayin lekamei sevkaton lamed aleph, which we'll see soon. Sevkaton chavbeis. The svardim anoig levarech mipnei. The sviralu they hold the brachazu shovel leinyan birchas tfilas haderech leelbesim in kufyud ayin shom. The minhag of the svardim is the same way that you would say tfilas haderech when you travel a parsa. You would also bench gomel. Those two are related. We'll see an interesting note in a moment. Let's first finish the last Mishnebura, Sivkadon Chav Gimel, Umiyu B'Pachos. However, if it's less than a parsa, we said you would not make the bracha unless it's dangerous. Divimokom Karov Kazer, regular road, less than a parsa, Bevadai Lab Becheska Sakonahu, that's for sure not considered a chazak of a sakana, unless it's specifically a dangerous area, so less than a parsa, even the Sfarim would not say it. Interesting note over here, note number 23. Although the Mishaburah says the Sfardim connect benching Gomel to saying Tfilas HaDerech, just like you say Tfilas HaDerech when you travel to Parsa, If you're a Svardi, you also say Birchas HaGomel when you travel a Parsa. However, when one is traveling from a city to another city, Kishemitsuyos, Mukhonios, Acheros, Bakfish, and there are other cars along the road like we have, Vinitan Liros, Mimuchones, Achas, Lashnia, and you could see from one car to the other, you see the traffic. So the Ur Litzion writes, She'ein Mevarchin, Af B'nei Svarat Hanhogim G'Shulchan Aruch, even the B'nei Svarat that are Nogel G'Shulchan Aruch, if you're traveling from city to city, and you see cars along the way from one to the other, you do not make the bracha. Mipnei She'ein Mevarchin Elokesh Sheshayach Sakonas Listim V'Chayos Ros. Even according to the Svardim, you only make the bracha where it's Shayach, a Sakona of robbers or wild animals. She'oz Nechshav Kaholeich Baderech She'id B'chasa Sakona. Then you're really called a traveling Baderech, which is a Chaska Sakona. But just traveling from New York to New Jersey, where there are cars the whole way along the way, says the Ur Litzion, even the Svardim would not be mentioning Gomel. We know that there are different minhagim amongst the Svardim. Some actually do say Birchas HaGomel for every parsa that they travel, even if there are cars along the way. But the Ur Litzion says that l'fi the Svardim, you would only say it when you go a parsa, because the Stam road is a sakana, if there aren't other cars on the road, and therefore it's possible that you could be involved in a sakana of the listim or the chayos rolls. But in a busy place, he says, even according to the Minhag Svarad, you would not bench Gomel when you're only traveling a parsa. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow with Siv Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.